Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. We're in L.A. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. My bag finally came from Lufthansa last night. So 3 days later, I got my bag. It was all clothes anyway.
That's the worst.
Well, whenever I don't pack a bag, it's the first time I packed a bag in 25 years.
Yeah, you just travel with the clothes on your back.
Yeah, and then I buy stuff and send it home. I don't.
Strange.
I do not pack. Now, this is the first time I packed a suitcase and I lost it.
Well, at least they lost it on the way back.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a silver lining in that.
Yeah, so it took 3 days.
Losing it on the way there is a nightmare.
Well, and also I took a backpack with all the valuable stuff. So I didn't. If I lost it, it was clothes.
Yeah, if I'm traveling really far, I always pack a carry-on with like essentials for at least 2 days.
Yeah. I say this before. People complain about air travel. I was thinking about this. I think it's amazing that I get to Europe in 10 hours. I got two meals, a glass of wine, slippers for my feet. Mm-hmm. It was quiet. I got headphones. I watched the late Anthony Bourdain
it's
documentary.
Wonderful documentary.
Unbelievable. I watched the movie, and then I woke up, and they gave me a piece of chocolate. We landed, and I was done, and I thought to myself, 10 hours from Los Angeles to Europe. And people complain all the time, travel, and I'm like, try taking a car or a train over there and see how long it takes you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, air
under
travel
that water
is...
thing, yeah.
Over that ocean. Air travel is...
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's the humans that...
ruin it.
...you have to interact with. I was on a plane the other day, and there's a new thing, I guess, because this has happened on several flights that I'm on now, where people just watch TikTok with no headphones on.
Oh, interesting.
It's fascinating
That's
behavior
thoughtful.
To me.
Thoughtful. Yeah.
What are you doing? Is it your phone? You're just listening on your phone? It's those people and the people that talk on the speaker in public. I mean.
I don't know. I look at air travel and I'm like, I think it's unbelievable.
No, they do an amazing job.
Lost my bag. I got it 3 days later.
Flight attendants are unbelievable.
Oh.
There was a medical emergency on my flight on the way to Miami last week.
What happened?
There was an actual doctor, not a doctor like me, on the flight right behind me, and he saved the day. I don't know exactly what happened with the woman, but she was very sick and everyone was freaking out, and he went back there and fixed her up. And then we didn't have to have an emergency landing, and the flight attendants did an amazing job, kept everyone calm.
Yeah, and all anybody does is complain about it. Nothing worse than when the media complains about it, then it's really ugly.
Yeah, I've had to do that once, but we got it sorted out.
So I do some NFL predictions, and I did one March 22nd. That was after free agency. There's no question free agency make teams better. Like Miami, by getting Tyreek Hill and Cedric Wilson, it's going to be a better team. Right? They're going to be a better offense for Tua. And then now, 7 weeks later, I give you my post-draft and my post-schedule prediction for the NFL. I have the right to make several amendments. Our Constitution has 24, 26, something like that. I get some amendments. Here we go. This is my March 22nd NFL standing prediction. Let's start AFC. So initially, I said Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets. I'm going to flip that. Dolphins will leap the Patriots. Patriots go down to third. The Jets are an easy fourth. The Bills are an easy one. Why? I thought the Patriots had a pathetic draft. Belichick's calling offensive plays. And the truth of the matter is I think the momentum in this division is with Buffalo and Miami. They have pivoted to an offensive franchise. And I think Tua is going to be... Listen, Tua beat him twice last year. Now he's got actual weapons. Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, nothing changes. I made another change in the AFC North. I had Bengals first, Browns fourth, because I don't know when Deshaun plays. I have flipped the Steelers and Ravens. Why? Hollywood Brown got moved. I do not like Baltimore's early schedule. In a five-week period, late September to late October, they go to New England and then face Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, and Tom Brady. They also end the season at Joe Burrow, and they face Denver. Pittsburgh doesn't face Denver. Yes, they face Belichick and Brady early, both at home. I'll take the Steelers second, Ravens third. Also like the Steelers draft. And then in the South, no changes. I'm going to have the Colts, the Titans, the Texans, and the Jaguars. With no A.J. Brown, Tennessee becomes very Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry reliant. I don't like it. So I've got the Bills, Broncos, Bengals, Colts winning their divisions. In the NFC, a major change in the NFC East. I thought the Philadelphia Eagles had an exceptional draft weekend. I did not think the Cowboys or the Commanders did. So I have the Eagles going from third to first. Philadelphia wins the division. Commanders, again, I like Carson Wentz as an upgraded quarterback and Ron Rivera. I do not see Dallas as a playoff team. I thought they had a weird draft with several reaches. Didn't answer the questions I wanted to. Giants are an easy pick for four. I'm going to make another switch. I looked at San Francisco's schedule. I had it Rams, Niners, Cardinals, Seahawks. Rams, Seahawks, the easy choice. I think Arizona's made good moves. They're going to get the Kyler stuff wrapped up. It's all going to be good. He's going to get his money. And the Niners' schedule in the middle of the season is absolutely brutal. I also did not like San Francisco's draft. Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions. That's my prediction early. I think Minnesota will be the most improved team in the NFL. Kirk Cousins, though limited, will get an offensive coach. I like their draft as well. Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Falcons. I feel stronger today about the Saints. I think the Saints' Jarvis Landry acquisition's a real one. I think they draft about as well as anybody in the NFC. So there you go. Major flip in the NFC East. Philadelphia had a great draft weekend. I like the way their schedule works out. I showed it to you yesterday. They only face two elite quarterbacks. They're spread out 8 weeks apart or close to that. There you go. All right. Cedric Ceballos played 11 years in the NBA. He is now a broadcaster in Phoenix, and he watched what was a shocking mess, a disaster Sunday. And, you know, I guess I said this earlier. I said, did I get fooled by Phoenix? Because Phoenix played a lot of their starters, Ed. They played their starters, and because of a lot of teams don't in the NBA, they led a lot of games. They had the most blowouts in the league. I didn't see them trail much. And then you get in a playoff series and you trail, and DeAndre Ayton becomes a very limited resource when you need threes. It's also a team that doesn't shoot threes, said, particularly well, which didn't bother them in the regular season because they led, they played their starters, they played with great chemistry. Did we find the hole in Phoenix, Cedric, which is, listen, You get into these situations. Everybody's playing their starters. The games get closer. You often trail late, and maybe they're not built for that. Or is that? Am I being hypercritical here?
No, but when you put the ball in CP's hands in the fourth quarter, it can get a little difficult for teams to try to guard him and stop that. I just think the situation happened with the frustration and just being tired. Those just, you got to think, they went to the finals, game six against Milwaukee, obviously losing to the Bucks, being a champion. 37-year-old Chris Paul, I think it just really wore out on him. And when they got up 2-0, I thought a little bit too much partying was going on, meaning that this would be an easy situation with Dallas because they weren't predicted to get that far. And they haven't figured it out, so to speak, on paper. On how, what to do with Luka Doncic and Dinwiddie. But I think the biggest measure of this is just the fact Jason Kidd, I mean, he never allowed them to accept 2-0. He never allowed them to keep their confidence low. He kept them high, telling them this is not a problem. They did what they were supposed to do home court, in which both teams did until game seven.
The DeAndre Ayton's a very nice player. They've gotten a lot of value out of him. But, I mean, that position is not as valuable now as guards and wings. The league has changed. He doesn't answer their biggest issue, which is more outside shooting and three-point shooting. I think there's an argument to be made that you got a lot out of him, you move him, and you go find a shooter. And a really high-end guy that you're going to have to pay for. I don't know what's his future there. Do you lock him in for 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, you lock them in because, your MVP candidates are all big men. Embiid, Joker got it. Embiid was runner-up. You got Giannis. You have to take care of that middle. You don't have a chance if you don't take care of that middle. The wonderful thing about Boston did with Giannis is let Giannis be Giannis. It was the others that they take care of. Obviously, having Middleton out was a big piece of that. But and then the same thing in Denver. I mean, you couldn't stop Jokic, but you got to shut down the others, make sure they are. Switch it around with Phoenix. They put the pressure on Devin Booker game seven, 2-3 people on him at a time. And they went big with those traps where he couldn't see over and get good passes and get everybody else open. So the wonderful thing about having somebody as big as Ayton is he's not your worst passer on the team, but he can see over and he also can solve a lot of problems because you just throw the ball up. He has great hands and can finish.
Can you compare, go back to your career. Does Luka remind you of anybody? What did you make of his performance and his growth?
Wow. I mean, you got to put them all together. You got to put Bird in this pot, Magic. I didn't play with LeBron. You put a little LeBron in there, very confident, very arrogant. But you know, he started 14, 15 years old. This is nothing that hasn't seen before. He knows, how to play the game. His pace is unbelievable. See, and he has the ability to, because of his size and his footwork, to spin off big defenders, get his space and still shoot over them. But then if you try to match him up with a point guard, he just bullies him down in the paint. And Jason Kidd makes it aware, and the team makes it aware that, you know, somebody small is guarding him. I think the only deficiency that he has is sometimes he forgets how good and great he's going to be later on. And doesn't just punish people 48 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it's so you look around. You know, as a former Laker, there's a story out today that they're interviewing candidates for the job, and the big question they're asking, or one of them, is how can you fix Westbrook? To that, I say, you know, I don't think it's fixable at this point. As a former Laker who was a big deal for the franchise for several years. And now you're with a more viable franchise, right? You're in Phoenix with that franchise. How do you view the Lakers today?
Well, it's tough because, you know, Westbrook is a very dangerous player. He has a huge contract that's going to be hard for the buses to move if they want to move that. So they do need to figure out, and they're asking, I've been hearing that they're asking, what are your plans for Westbrook? One, they had the problem with him and the coach earlier, are you going to play him or are you not going to play him? Is he going to start? He's going to come off the bench. You know, does he have the ball? Is he playing off the ball? And that's a big part of that. I mean, just like you would do if, you know, you're hiring a new coach for LeBron or KD or somebody else, they want to know the plans that you have for this maxed out player. And, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's done. I don't think he has not even close to being downhill But he's not, you know, obviously as young as the Westbrook that we all know, and going to the hole and smashing on everybody every play. But he's going to be effective on his team. They just have to figure out the scheming of how to play him and where.
I look at these teams now left in the playoffs, and I see really good teams. I don't see great teams. They've all got one special Hall of Fame level guy. Boston, I think a lot of people like Boston to win it because it's the best defensive team. And I said this about Jason Tatum, is that if you told me, pick three guys in this league to build your franchise around the next 10 years. So I need to know their injury history. They've got to be, you know, they've got to be in their prime or just moving into it. No baggage, not a lot of ego. Can help me on both ends. I said I'd take Giannis 1, Luka 2, and Tatum 3. And I said, Luka can't defend like Tatum. Giannis can't shoot like him. But he does everything well. He's great at the free throw line. So late in games, he's great. He can hit threes. He defends the wing. He doesn't have an injury history. I think he's actually undervalued. I look at all these lists of players people want, and I'm like, if you told me 10 years, I'd go Giannis, Luka, Tatum. Am I overvaluing him?
Well, I think he's out of those three that you pick. You know, Luka obviously is unstoppable. You just got to hope he's having a bad day. With Giannis, he's just unstoppable, and I don't think he ever has a bad day because he goes to the basket so many times. He's so long for layups. There is a capability of stopping Tatum. I mean, you can have somebody guard him. I mean, obviously it has not happened, but there is a possibility. Like, I mean, I can guarantee him 30 points every game. Those other two, you can get 30 points out of them on their bad nights. He is very effective. No baggage. Has a great sense of himself and what he wants. I think he really doesn't show it a lot, but he unites that team and makes them well. I think one of the key plays is I thought in game six when they were going to win this series against the Bucks is after the game, no celebration after game six. It wasn't a big hoopla. I mean, you see him right here on the bench. He's taking it in. Great high fives. Great job. Grabs his partner Brown. Hey, man, we're not done yet. And it goes back to Jerry West teaching Kobe Bryant in after game two, going up game two in the finals. And he quotes, no reason to smile. The job's not done yet. And I saw that in a young Tatum who was a student of Kobe Bryant and got a lot of teaching from him.
I want to circle back finally to Chris Paul. I would try to find somebody. I don't know what you can do financially if you sign Ayton, but I do think you'd want to limit Chris's minutes the next 2 years because you're going to pay him. You know, get him in the 26 minutes a night because he looked exhausted at the end of that series.
Yes.
This morning in Phoenix, what's the view of Chris Paul?
Yeah, Chris has definitely went a long way. He has never been in his career to the finals. You know, and maybe he has a resume in the summertime that he usually takes that was thrown off because he went in the finals. That's a tough scenario. I thought that, you know, just as I explained about Tatum not celebrating, I thought his backup Payne celebrated a little bit too much and didn't focus in on Chris not being in the best condition and being tired, and his minutes would go up. And you saw a lot of turnovers by the Suns, that second unit, a lot of sloppy turnovers. Because mentally, I don't think that bench was locked in as they should have been as they made their run to the finals last year. Chris Paul is a great teacher. He's going to play maybe 3 to 5 more years and be content. 20 to 25 minutes a game, if you really put him in a situation where he can win your fourth quarter, I think his legs will be enough. So, you know, and then Patrick Beverley getting on him was not right. I don't think that's a situation where he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's going to be talked about in this league for a while, even after he's gone. And to try to put him on blast saying that he doesn't do this, doesn't do that. I mean, he was on all defensive teams, you know, so it's kind of hard to say he's a cone.
Yeah. Cedric Ceballos, now down in Phoenix. Great seeing you again. Appreciate it, man.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Yeah, the Chris Paul haters, I think they overvalue his greatest teammates ever. Blake Griffin, who couldn't shoot, hyper-athletic. James Harden, enigmatic, sometimes engaged. And Devin Booker, who's a great two that doesn't create his own shot. So, you know, again, Jordan never won a playoff series without Pippen. And I'm not saying Chris Paul is Jordan, but if you look at who wins championships, the two questions I always have is who blocked you? Okay, who did you play in Tiger Woods' prime as a golfer? Did you play in Joe Montana's prime? Like, who blocked you? Who was in your way? Was it a dynasty? That goes a long way. By the way, Chris Paul played in the Heatles dynasty, but he also played in the Warriors dynasty. The Warriors have been a better run franchise than Phoenix has, and Oklahoma City was, and Houston's been. I mean, the Warriors have been the Patriots of the NBA. They've been brilliantly run for like 12 years, right in the heart of Chris Paul's career. They've had better drafts, developed better players, had better coaches. That's who blocked you. And the second thing is, who's your best teammate? Blake Griffin, James Harden, Devin Booker. I mean, they can make the Hall of Fame, but those are, you know, those are the best Robin of all time is arguably Scottie Pippen, and totally understood his role. Blake Griffin and Harden thought they were better than Chris Paul. Did not get the role. Devin Booker now is better than Chris Paul on most nights. But that's the difference. Pippen always understood. McHale understood. My guy. Like, he's the guy who's going to take the shot. Chris Paul's also had to deal with that. Blake Griffin thought, I should be taking the shots. I'm the one jumping over cars and winning a slam dunk contest. And James Harden thought, I'm the guy that should be taking the shots. So Chris Paul had to deal with that his entire career.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
It's one of the biggest tag team matches in history. The Usos take on RK-Bro in the Tag Team Championship Unification Match. It's an all-new Friday Night SmackDown, live at 8 Eastern on Fox.
By the way, a good rule for any business is don't buy stuff that could trap you. I've always been a big believer, lease your fun, lease your boats, lease your jet skis, lease your fun, lease your convertible sports car if you have one of those or can afford one of those, lease your fun. Just don't get trapped with stuff. Leave yourself the ability to be flexible and nimble. And so the Lakers are, according to a report, asking, according to Sam Amick of The Athletic, they're asking coaching candidates how they'd use Russell Westbrook. Good luck. This is what Philadelphia is going to have to do if they sign James Harden to a long-term contract. They're going to have to ask the coach once Doc Rivers gets fired, because he will if you coach James Harden, how are you going to make James Harden work? You can't. He's James Harden. Child psychologists will tell you that by 9 years old, your daughter or son's personality has been formed. If they're a brat at nine, they're a brat. If they're thoughtful at nine, they're thoughtful. Kind, loud, whatever the personality trait, it is what it is. Memo to NBA general managers. There's a reason Pat Riley's better than almost all of you or all of you, because he never gets trapped. Right? Like, they don't get trapped on stuff. And it's very, now I'm not saying every contract the Heat have is great. It's the NBA. Even the best GMs. Jerry West has had a bad contract. Pat Riley's had an occasional bad contract. Sometimes, you know, you just got to pay a guy. You need a wing defender. He's on the market. There's nothing in the draft. Increasingly, the drafts are spotty. But it's not that complicated. Don't sign headaches to long contracts. James Harden's a headache. Westbrook's toxic. He's a headache. John Wall's a headache. You can't sign James Harden to a long contract. You'll be asking yourself an hour and a half into it, yeah, Doc, we appreciate your service. We got to hire a new coach. And you'll be asking him, how can you make Harden work? What's amazing about Westbrook is nobody was in the Lakers' offices. I'm always fascinated by this. You ever watch a movie, comes out a movie, and it's boring, and you're like, oh, that's going to bomb. And I always think to myself, did nobody at Paramount, you know, just raise their hand in a room and go, yeah, none of my friends would watch this movie. This is not an interesting movie. And they greenlight movies, give them hundreds of millions of dollars. And you're like, did nobody stand up and go, yeah, nobody's going to watch this movie in my social circle. Not one person. Did nobody in the Lakers ever do this? Hey, yeah, if we sign Westbrook and it doesn't work, and the chances are, since he's not a good player off ball, it won't, how will we get rid of him? It's not hard. Just don't get trapped as a business. Sign shorter contracts. Don't go, you know, you look around the NBA, Pat Riley doesn't get trapped a lot. If you look at the Warriors, they don't get trapped a lot. I mean, does anybody raise their hand ever in these meeting rooms and just go, yeah, I'd like to say this is not going to work with Westbrook? Like if it does kind of work, but we know it probably won't if you look to analytics and him playing off ball, how do we move him? That would be the same thing with James Harden. How would you move him? It doesn't work. He's a shot fighter. So I don't think it's not that complicated. If you look at who's working in these sports leagues, now baseball you throw out because they have no salary cap, and the Yankee revenue is 25 times as big as the A's or, you know, the Padres or Pirates or Kansas City or Cincinnati. But in these salary cap leagues, just try not to get trapped. That's it. Now, the NFL, you don't have to get trapped because the league has more power than the players' union. The baseball, you're constantly trapped because the players' union is so strong. But at the NBA, I can't be the only person that watches some of these moves and thinks, if this doesn't go well, how the hell do you get out of it? The Westbrook thing is a great example of that. How would you get out of that? Now, they can't. They're literally have to ask coaching candidates, how do you make this work? Trade him? Like, it's not going to. He can't play off ball. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Never had a great number two.
I think to answer your question, nobody does, because then they would be outside of the power circle and essentially lose their job, because everyone that works at the Lakers is friends.
Well, I remember when I worked for ESPN, they did ESPN the phone. Remember ESPN the phone? And my question was, I remember saying, listen, I do think when you're the leader in an industry, you have to take chances, because if you don't, nobody else will. But nobody in those meeting rooms for the phone idea did. Apparently nobody raised their hand and asked the question that my friends did and I did. Well, I have a contract with my phone service. I have Verizon. My kids are all Verizon. So I'm going to have to eliminate that and get my kids all on your phone service. Like, nobody raised a hand in that room at ESPN and went, you do realize that when you have a phone, your family's on it, your kids are on it, you're going to have to unravel all that and then go, who wants to do that work? Do we get significantly better rates? Is it half off? Because that's a lot of work.
Well, a lot of times with these moves, there aren't people on the ground that are involved in those conversations. Like, it's such a tight group of the same type of people that you're not really actually getting in. You're not getting information and feedback from the consumer that you're actually going to put this out to. Similar to the Lakers, it's such an inclusive group of people who all have ties to the Lakers. There's no one like a Pat Riley who's going to be like, no, this doesn't work. And despite the fact that we care about this person, we're going to treat them right on the right way out. It doesn't work for what we're doing. And that's not how we do business. And many other organizations as well that you mentioned, the Warriors, the Bucks, like they let go of people. The Bucks let go of PJ Tucker. I think it was bad blood. It's like, we have to make moves here. And PJ's doing great in Miami.
Yeah.
He's the perfect player for that.
Yeah.
Like, you can make moves. You can move off of people. That's what this business is. It's a very transactional business. That's why free agency is such a big deal. But you got to be able to participate in that. Someone's got to make the call.
Yeah.
So Chris Paul is he's getting some backlash from how things ended.
Well, it was ugly.
This season. Yeah. It was ugly. And he does deserve some criticism for how things ended. But following Phoenix's elimination from the postseason, Patrick Beverley had some strong words about how CP3 is viewed around the league.
Oh, boy.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when we play Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA. And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel. And that's the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We go be honest. We want to be really honest. He can't guard.
Okay, so I'm going to also be put in this in the position of having to defend Chris Paul here.
Yeah.
Chris Paul has 7 all defensive first team selections, 2 second team selections, 4 all NBA first team selections, 5 second team, 1 third team selection. He's a 12-time All-Star. He is a Hall of Famer, period.
Yes.
One of the best point guards the game has ever seen. Does he fall short in the playoffs? Yes. Does he get petty calls? Yes. Are there people that don't like Chris Paul, including Patrick Beverley? Yes. But Patrick Beverley is not Chris Paul.
Not close.
I feel like I have to say that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the reaction on social media yesterday, and I get it. Fans love a spicy comment and trash talk, and then so do I. But I also can compartmentalize what we're talking about here. I'm old enough to remember Patrick Beverley crying after winning a play-in game over the Clippers. Like, Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer. Let's not get crazy. Now, obviously, Patrick Beverley and Chris Paul have some animosity between them. You remember Patrick Beverley pushed Chris Paul last year. It was an ugly scene. That's fine. Everybody doesn't have to get along.
Yeah.
But just because Patrick Beverley said this does not erase the history of what Chris Paul is as a player. It's not comparable. Patrick Beverley is 1 all defensive first team selection and 2 second team selections. They're not in the same category as players. I don't think that a lot of people were afraid of the Suns this year. I think a lot of teams thought that the Suns were a bit of a front-running team.
Well, Chris has made a lot of money in his career, and Patrick Beverley has not made that kind of money. So there's also that animosity, is that Chris
There's no reason that Pat Beverley should be in this conversation with Chris Paul.
Yeah, but listen, there's a lot of reasons.
Just don't mistake people being boisterous and saying aggressive things with being right or being good.
Yeah.
Like, we can still watch. Like, Pat Beverley has enormous value as a disruptor.
Yeah.
He can be a good defensive player. He is not Chris Paul on either end of the court.
Like,
whatever Chris Paul is at this point in his career, he is still a Hall of Famer. And I just I just disagree. Like, how things ended, not pretty. They still went to seven games with the Mavs. Acting like the Mavs swept them or something.
He was good in the previous series. Chris was fine in the previous series. Remember, he had that good closeout game number? He was very good at
I mean, we only remember the last thing we saw, right? That's what we focus on. But let's not forget what Chris Paul is overall as a player. So the Heat and Celtics kick off the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. And Eric Spoelstra is expecting to see an old school showdown between these two teams in the series.
Pat probably is really going to enjoy this. This is like a throwback series. I mean, if both teams are really on top of their games, this shouldn't be a series where either team is scoring 130 points. Both teams hang their hats on rock solid team defense and making multiple efforts and being disciplined to schemes and so it'll be a lot of plays and things in the margins, and that's what you expect.
I expect this series to go seven. Spo is right. These are two teams.
Who do you like tonight? Miami's getting
a point. The Heat are favored by 2.5 tonight in game one, according to Fox Bets. Celtics are favored by 175 to win the series. Heat play great at home, obviously, and that is a loud environment, despite the fact that everyone on social media thinks that no one goes there. I'm so tired of having that conversation. It's going to be a good environment tonight for game one. And, you know, you have two great offensive players, two great two-way players in Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum. Jimmy Butler is averaging 28.7 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 5.4 assists per game this season. He's the only player remaining in the playoffs averaging over 25 points per game and shooting over 50%. So Jimmy doesn't get a lot of credit for what he does on the offensive side of the ball because we think of Jimmy as such a tough player and a heart and soul player. But
kind of an athlete
actually,
more than a great scorer.
Yes, but he's actually been the most efficient scorer in the playoffs. He is. Like over 25 points per game shooting 50%. Jason Tatum is 28.3 points per game. So I think this is going to be a long series. I think it is going to be, as Spo said, an old school series. These teams have history, not obviously these sets of players, but these organizations have a lot of history. The fans are definitely going to dig into that. And I'm really excited for this matchup.
Yeah. I think it's going to be low scoring.
Yeah, that's just to Spo's point. Like, this is
94-90.
This is going to be a series where they're going to hang their hats on defense. It's going to be chippy.
Yeah.
Expect a lot of that. And it's going to be fun to watch. So I'm looking forward to game one tonight. So Kyrie and LeBron had a successful partnership in Cleveland, bringing the city their first NBA championship. But Kyrie thinks that they would have won even more had he been in the right frame of mind when they were teammates.
I definitely feel like if I was in the same maturity level I am now and understanding who I am, and I look back on that time then, we definitely would have won more championships together because there would have been a better man-to-man understanding about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. Mm. And I just started pouring myself more into the game of basketball. And I had one of my better seasons, but I wasn't connecting with everybody as much during our championship year.
Kyrie's kind of in an interesting place right now. You mentioned Sean Marks' comments about wanting players that are all bought in. Not a surprising comment coming from a team when Kyrie missed half the games by choice this season. And the season ended catastrophically. You were the only team to get swept in the playoffs with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving healthy and on the floor. That's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's a failure.
It's a total failure.
Now, I didn't have any expectations for this team because I didn't think they were deep at all. But this is the situation. You come in as a 7 seed. You didn't have to be that way because Kyrie could have played and he chose not to. Now you have the Nike story. There's a lot of things that are sort of trending too. You don't want to give Kyrie 5 years, $240 million. He's just not a reliable player.
Yeah.
And obviously, whatever Kyrie is as a person, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he has interests outside of basketball, which is totally fine. Everyone does. Everyone. LeBron does. Luka does. Everyone does. But you have to come to work. I have things I'm interested in outside of work.
Yeah.
If I'm supposed to be here, then this is where I am.
I would have taken another week off in Rome easily. But we had the playoffs.
You want to start taking marches off. But like, if I'm supposed to be here, this is where you are. This is what you get paid to do.
Right.
And however, you know, philosophically we want to get into it or not, at the end of the day, there's an exchange of money for services.
That's right.
That's how the whole world works.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I'm a team, Kyrie obviously has extreme value when he's on the court, engaged. He is still a great player. When is the question? And to me, just like anything else, whether it's injury, whether it's, you know, personality, whether it's a situation like Ben Simmons, however great you are, matched with the amount of availability you have, brings down your value as a player.
Yes.
Like, you can be an unbelievable player. If you're never on the court, it is meaningless.
You know, it's funny. In all my years of doing this and working at multiple companies, local, regional, national brands, one of the things I think is underrated is reliability.
Like, I think it's the most important asset that you can have as a professional.
When my dad used to always say this, my late father, that most employment decisions will be made when you're out of the room. So can you have a majority of hands raised? Should we give Joy a contract? Well, she's always available. She never calls in sick. She's always there. She gets along with everybody. Like, that's so undervalued that there's just, don't get me wrong, sometimes you'll sacrifice some of that for stars,
right?
NFL stars. But, like, do you play? Like, say what you want about Eli Manning and Philip Rivers. Brett Favre, they just...
I think it's his best argument for the Hall of Fame. That dude was always on the field.
Yeah.
Always.
Every Sunday. Always available.
Whether he was good or bad, whatever, I would take a consistent Manning on the field.
And with Eli, you got the same personality for 17 years. Correct. Or however long he played.
And when you have built up that kind of equity with people, that you are available, that you do go above and beyond, that you are an even-keeled person, that when you do have something that you're going through, you get an enormous amount of grace.
Yeah.
Because people know what it is. They
yes.
know who you are.
That's right. And by the way, you not only got the body of Eli, you got the same personality. With Kyrie, sometimes I don't get the body,
right.
And sometimes I don't get the personality consistency. So it's literally, I don't know who walks in the door every day at work.
And you just can't.
Is it world is flat guy today? Is it I'm not going to get vaxxed guy? Forget not being available physically. Emotionally, Kyrie's not available.
Yeah, I don't know how you build a championship team with him as the number two guy that you have to rely on.
Listen,
if he's three or four, sure.
Yeah, but like KD may be injured. I always get the exact same KD every day at work. Every day KD is like balling, ready to play, give you 28, I'll go defend. I know exactly what I get. Now, he's hurt more than I'd like, but I get the same dude every time.
Yes.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So I saw this story. Davante Adams apparently was offered more money by the Green Bay Packers than the Raiders, but he wanted out, according to a report. Basically, Ian Rappaport saying he wanted family. Packers offered him more money, and now Green Bay is sort of stuck. They have no number one receiver, and I'd argue no number two. They're old, young, cheap, and average all over their receiving core. Green Bay is one of those things. The Green Bay Packers are one of those things in America that shouldn't work, and they do. And there's all sorts of businesses like that. You can't quite figure out how it works, but it does. It's ingrained. They have no owner, the only pro franchise without an owner. It's a small, uninspiring market that pro athletes mostly don't want to play in. They don't pay top of the market. The weather's not great. But in 30 years, they've had four losing seasons. There's two reasons for that. Number one, 80% of that is Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And then probably about 20% of that is the dysfunction throughout the organization. The Lions can't get their you-know-what together. Either can the Bears, and Minnesota's perpetually average. But I do think... they're going to start resembling the Wisconsin Badgers, and those will be the two biggest football programs in that state. They'll be able to compete against anybody, but not be dynamic enough to ever win the really big games. And we've seen that over the last 15, 16 playoff games with Aaron Rodgers, is that I think the Super Bowl window with Davante Adams leaving is closed. And people forget this about the Green Bay Packers. When I was a kid and starting to watch football, they were never on television, and they were never good. Between Bart Starr retiring and Brett Favre arriving, like 30 years, they won a single playoff game. Like in the 70s and 80s, they were just not a factor. And as entertainment becomes more and more important for sports, that's why Los Angeles can attract all these great players and Lincoln Riley. And I mean, just literally the L.A. sports market right now, we've got, I think I counted before I left on my trip, like 29 A-listers. 29. Why? We're the entertainment capital of the world. I mean, New York plays a deep second to Los Angeles now for free agents. It's not close. We get who we want. New York gets nobody. And that's New York. Chicago can't compete with L.A. So as that not only emerges but explodes in sports, the importance of entertainment, because these athletes now make so much money in social media, production companies, podcast companies, Green Bay should not work at all. In the baseball, The smaller markets like Oakland are pathetic. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, pathetic. In the NBA, smaller markets like Sacramento are just historically bad franchises. But Green Bay works. But they don't have an answer after Favre. The league is getting more dynamic. They don't attract stars on the perimeter. They have to draft and develop and cross their fingers. And even when they do it right, like Devontae Adams, that player often chooses less money to play elsewhere. So I don't know if it's going to be the post-Bart Starr Packers, but it's very rare you can go Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Do you think you're going to do Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Andrew Luck-ish? I just don't see it. They've tried with Jordan Love. It's not there. It's not close. And I think Minnesota wins the division this year. All right, hour three around the corner. Steven Jackson, it's the Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.